It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in your health, good food in a place you might not expect to find it. No offense to those who run school cafeterias, but many of us expect to find reheated chicken strips and warmed over French fries as the standard fare. But as some who run school cafeterias know, many are trying to change. NPR's Jane Greenhalgh visited an elementary school in Portland, Oregon, where a school chef cooks all the food from scratch.
The effort to bring healthy and nutritious and tasty food to Abernathy Elementary really starts here in the school's vegetable garden. And I have Campbell and Davina and Bella here to show us around. What grade are you in?
Third.
We've got carrots right here.
I think these
radishes.
Are radishes, and then that Swiss chard right there.
So do you like working in the garden, planting and harvesting
in
the garden?
Yeah, it's fun.
We get to pick the stuff from the garden that we've grown. Mm-hmm.
And then after we pick it, we get to cook it into some dish and then we get to try it.
And does this make you want to eat it more?
Yeah.
That's a good answer, because everything in this special program, in the garden, in the classroom and in the kitchen, is designed to give these children a better appreciation for food. The man who cooks it is the school chef, James Fowler. Let's go and find him.
Okay.
Hello, James.
Hello, you come in just in time to mince some garlic.
And what are you cooking for lunch today?
Today we're going to have pumpkin and sage risotto.
Pumpkin sage risotto, that sounds like a great Thanksgiving dish, but not a typical school lunch.
Not necessarily, but we're trying to change typical school lunch, so...
What's the recipe?
It's onions, garlic, some leeks from the school garden, butternut squash, some acorn squash and delicata squash too, sage, arborio rice, and homemade stock. I'm adding the garlic to the onions and leeks. Sweating here in olive oil. That's one thing you won't get in this kitchen is hydrogenated fats at all. Trans fats. There are still a couple of corn syrup lurking in dark corners, but hopefully they'll be out of here before long too. Throw a little bit of salt in.
Boy, does it smell good. We've been smelling this upstairs all morning.
Are you a teacher?
Yes, I am. I teach third grade here.
What's your name?
Helene Siegfried. Oh, I can't wait for lunch.
All right, now it's time to go and see what's going on in the classroom.
Good. So we're going to get started today, and we're going to learn about the plant of the week.
I'm Brett Halverson. I'm the food and garden teacher.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to figure out what the plant of the week is. So I need one volunteer to stick your hand in this jar and see if you can tell me what you think it is. Isaac.
Carrot.
Carrot, good. Yes, the plant of the week is carrots. Okay, let's learn about why the carrots are good for us.
Vitamin A is also called retinol.
Yep, good.
It is necessary for health, vision, and also helps create strong bones and teeth, as well as strong immune system.
Great, thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to go down to the garden and harvest some carrots.
Yay!
Raise your hand if you think you know where the carrots are growing. Good. And everybody is allowed to pick one carrot.
I got two!
Whoa!
Bella, you want a different colored one?
Bella, that one's huge.
I've got five orange carrots.
Mine is a lady's boot.
So everybody has their carrots. Make sure you hold on to them. When we go upstairs, we're going to bring them to James, and we're going to see what he needs.
Back in the kitchen, Chef James is putting those carrots to good use.
This is our carrot soup. It's actually got a lot of things in it today. It's got tomato, carrot, orange, basil, rosemary, oregano, thyme, onion, and garlic.
Yum.
Let's check out that risotto. Beautiful.
Looks great.
Get this cheese all stirred in. Oh boy. I think they'll like it. Gosh, I hope they like it. I hope they try it. If they try it, they'll like it. Howdy, guys. Anybody want risotto? It's really good.
Excuse me, what is that?
That's the pumpkin risotto. Who wants to try it?
Oh.
It's really good. Do you guys want to taste some risotto? Are you sure? Not even just a little bite? Hey, Aiden, how are you? You want to taste some risotto? All right.
Can I have a taste? Oh, it's delicious.
All right. Keep them coming. You guys want to taste it?
I think it's really good.
Yeah, it has rice, cheese, and pumpkin.
Go. That's good.
Hi, Destiny. Would you like some soup?
Sure, I'll take some soup.
What kind of soup is it?
Tomato carrot.
Yum.
The nutrition aspect is just one small part of it, I think. It's just as important, in my opinion, to change the aesthetic of school food, to make kids really think of food in a good light.
And it seems to be working. Children at this school eat more fruits and vegetables than other Portland schools, and they enjoy their food. They throw less of it away. Jane Greenhalgh, NPR News.
Tomato carrot soup?
Yes, please.
There you go, Lily.
You can find recipes from the Abernathy Scratch Kitchen for pumpkin and sage risotto and last of summer Provençal soup. You too can eat like you're in a school cafeteria. Tastes just like school made. Go to npr.org.